Please tell us your name and charity.
Jim McGregor from Search and Rescue Dogs Isle of Man.
Olivia Crowe from Search and Rescue Dogs Isle of Man.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Hello, so Search and Rescue Dogs Isle of Man started in 2004 by Matt Creer, who at the time used to be a police officer in London, and identified that there was a need, and then very quickly a few others joined. I joined after 6 months. And the aim is twofold. We basically primarily look for lost and missing people, and also to try and educate people about welfare of dogs.
Tell us about your team.
So the team is made up of quite a lot of people, actually, all doing different roles. Primarily, obviously, most people know about the dogs and they have handlers, so we're their owners and we train them to find missing people. We also have navigators who work alongside the dog handlers. They're really important because they're checking that the dog handler has actually covered off what they say they have. And then we'd be really remiss not to talk about the bodies, because they're the people that lie in all sorts of weather on the side of hills for us in order for us to practice.
Who is the charity for?
So the charity is there to provide a service to the Isle of Man. We primarily work with the police, but any of the emergency services, and we help look for lost, missing people. Could be dementia, could be car crashes, could be just missing from home, and we're on call 24 hours a day.
Which other organisations do you work with?
So we work with quite a large range. As Jim's mentioned, we do work with the police, so we're on call for them. However, we work with any other emergency services that might be involved, so whether that's the fire service, the Coast Guard, civil defence, obviously you've got paramedics, all of those. Yeah, work with anybody who needs to be part of the search, really.
What are your main goals?
So the main goals of the charity are to look for lost and missing people. Most incidents are time critical, so you're trying to get out and search as quickly as possible, because quite a lot of time there's a need for that. But also we do go into schools, we do clubs, we do WI, and a lot of it is also about educating people about safety on the hills, but also how to look after animals.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Hopefully just growing in terms of the number of dogs that we have on call, and obviously alongside that the number of handlers. We are always looking for people, so we hopefully have a new dog about to qualify as a trainee search dog, which is really, really exciting. There's a huge amount of work involved, so it's great when somebody else wants to come on board. And then apart from that, just really kind of trying to talk more about what we do and get the word out there.
And also, unfortunately, after the passing of my pointer recently, I'm now in the stage of getting a new puppy. Which I'm collecting very soon, and it's going to be called Bear, which is actually a girl.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded by numerous different organisations that very kindly sponsor us, whether that's for equipment or a new van, things like that. And also just from members of the public. Any donation that we get is so greatly appreciated, and that goes towards a variety of things, whether that's training off island or new kit for the dogs and things like dog food, stuff like that.
How can people support you?
So we're constantly looking for support. There's so many roles, like Olivia said already, there's handler, navigator, but also we have people on the committee. We've got people, believe it or not, who don't even like dogs. You know, anyone, even if they can give up time, having fresh people for the dogs to find is always fantastic, so it doesn't get, you know, sort of stagnated for the dogs.
Where can people find out more?
So they can go directly to our website, sardaiom.im, or go to our Facebook or Instagram pages.
The charity of the week. Profile complete.